I was very conscious of Psalm 103. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. Very, very strong press. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. Not some. All my diseases. And he renews me like the eagle. He renews me like the eagle. Many times we settle for half the package. I feel better, so I'll quit. And I don't want you to quit. I want you to get the whole package. He paid for the whole package. He didn't pay for half. So be aware. For the past week, maybe a little over, there's one scripture that has been bouncing out of my mouth and I couldn't find it. But today, there was no way that I could escape it. I found that I was being pushed and pushed and pushed until I finally looked up one of the words and I heard 1 Peter. So come with me to 1 Peter. And the verse that I want you to really look at is verse 23. First Peter 1:23. Father, I ask that you would release your grace now, not just on me, but on those who are hearing and those that will be listening to this message over the airwaves. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you would just bring clarity in their hearts to understand what this Holy Spirit wants us to receive tonight. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. Through, I stress the word, through the living and enduring word of God. Peggy, I know you have the Amplified. Could you read the Amplified for me, please?
You have been regenerated, born again, not from a mortal origin, seed, sperm, but from one that is
seed and what?
Sperm.
But from one that is immortal by the ever living and lasting word of God. Okay. I want to park at that verse right now. And I just want you to realize what God is really saying by his Spirit through Peter. Was the seed originating in Christ Jesus? Was the sperm from Christ Jesus? No. It was the Holy Spirit. Under the anointing and presence of the Father. And if you remember, the commissioned angel told Mary that the Holy Spirit would hover. Amen? And deliver. So now,
How many of you have been recipients of the Holy Spirit? Is it a different seed that he put in you? How many agree that it's the same seed? Put your hand up. Thank you. The exact same seed that went into Mary went into
me.
The same sperm. You know, sometimes your mouth takes off on you and it's a negative spirit. There are other instances where the mouth takes off on you and it's the Holy Spirit. And I was ministering to someone yesterday afternoon. And as I ministered to this person, out of my mouth came this incredible statement. And it literally shook me. And I said, I want to remember this. I want to remember this. Lord, don't let me forget it. I was more excited than the recipient. And I can't quote it to you because I've lost the exact words. But it came out. And when it came out, I knew that I knew that I knew that it was him and not me. And I wanted to have a recorder there so I could play it back for me. Do you ever get excited over your mouth? And realize that it's the seed of life coming from the Father, bouncing out of me, that's changing an individual, and the person began to weep. And I wept. And now two ball babies, trying to remember. But the gist of this whole concept of seed has been pouring into my heart over and over. And I'll give you the verse after that I really will hopefully have you understand. And when I read this, I knew that Peter had tasted of this. And the comment that came out had this in gist. This was a person who has just had an addition to their family. And because of the seed originating in this person, and the seed having carried over to the next person, and now the seed from the next person has brought in new seeds, I sensed that God was using that analogy to recreate what was inside of this person who had no self-esteem whatsoever. This person was under the rug, under the bugs, crushed, and probably part of the cement slab. That's how low this person was feeling. And God was trying to create an awareness of life being within this individual. And that it was good life. It wasn't deadly stuff. It was godly stuff. And out of my mouth came the comment, well, good heavens, can't you see that the seed of life came into Mary, then came into you, and then is now gone into your children and your children's children. So you do have value. You're not part of the cement block. You're not the reject. You have value. The seed of life is in you, and God decided to put it in there. So stop this garbage about you not being somebody valuable. Stop it. And the tears began to roll. Why? Because we had broken that lie that said there was no value in this individual. And it was done by the Holy Ghost inside of my mouth. And that's exciting. Yes. The seed of life came into the Father. Released onto the Holy Ghost. given to Mary. Oh, we all get excited about her pregnancy. What about yours? Stop. We carry that baby well, right? I was sharing with Bob, I put on a couple pounds and I'm not happy. I can just a mother. Just imagine the mother when she's got about 7 months and all of a sudden she puts on another 2 pounds and she's saying, oh my God, I can't even roll. Get laid down on my belly. It's not that kind of pregnancy. But I'll be honest with you. You women have tasted what it's like to carry a seed into life, some of you. And you've carried that baby. And then that baby began to move. And I can remember when Rick was just, I would say, about 4 months old in my wife's womb. He woke me up in the middle of the night with a kick in the back. And I thought, oh my God. And my wife slept right through it. She was accustomed to it. But I wasn't. I couldn't sleep the rest of the night. I was so excited. Why? Because my baby boy, of course I didn't know he was a baby boy, but my baby boy had kicked me. First kick I got from my son. Now you laugh. Truth. He's had his chance to give a few more. And each time I love him anyway and chase him back. Play with him. Enjoy him. Try to figure him out. That's my son. Did you ever say that about your child? My son? What about when the Heavenly Father looks at us? Do you think he'll do like Nemo? And his dad? Hunt for him? And find him? Crown him? Restore him? Yes. What am I saying to you tonight? I'm trying to give you understanding that the seeds that are inside of you, of His Spirit, are consistently growing. But you've got to feed that seed with living water. You've got to have that seed in good earth. Amen? Because if it's not in good earth, what happens? The storms of life come. Think about it. Let's back it up a little bit. Chapter 1. Verse 13 in the Living Bible says, NIV, I'm sorry. Be holy, verse 13. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled, set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Do you understand that Jesus Christ is revealed inside of you tonight? Ah, is he just inside the neighbor or is he inside of you? He's there in seed form. And he's been growing for some of you quite a bit. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear, in awe. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believed in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and hope are in God. Where? Inside of me. In seed form. Different levels of development. 22. Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. Love one another deeply from the heart. That's your spirit man, your inner parts. Love one another from your heart. Doesn't say judge one another from your brains. While you're judging one another from your brains, what are you going to do? You're going to what? Who can give me a clue? What happens? You're bringing judgment on yourself. Matthew 7, Romans 2. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord stands forever. Now here's the scripture that's been going through my head. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. It hasn't stopped for about a week and a half. Every day, it comes through. Who released the Holy Spirit to come upon you and me? Huh? The Father. Why? Because the Son had to go back. Right? The Son could not release the Holy Spirit until he went back to the Father. And then the Father would release the Holy Spirit after a waiting period. Amen? Everybody know that? Is that understood? Okay, we got to keep that in mind. 2 Corinthians 9:10. Now he who supplied the seed to the sower, he who supplies the seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed. How many remember the pomegranate? Is that a multiplicity of seed? When the sperm is on its way to impregnate the egg, how many living parts of that seed or that sperm is actually traveling in order to get a victory? Is it a few or many? Many. The supply, okay, is the important part that I'm trying to give you. And the increase is also the part that I want you to see. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. So what is he saying? Is this about money? No. It has a principle that is similar, but the bottom line is, I'm trying to give you an understanding that he will multiply what's inside of you. That seed will multiply, and then it'll start bouncing out of your mouth like it did with me, and feed another. That was living bread that I gave this individual yesterday. That living bread was also feeding me back. Catching on? And who is going to increase it and increase the supply of that seed? But the Holy Spirit, who's begun a good work in each of us. You know, if you only could see inside of you, if you only could see how much more there is of the life of Christ operating through you on a daily basis, you'd begin to understand that every day you're growing. Every day you're getting stronger. Every day there's more of Him than there was yesterday. Because there's a multiplication going on. Yes? Did He not, when He was going to feed the thousands, break the bread? It is a supply of bread and of? It's bread and seeds. Intense. He, the Father, has got His eye on you and me. He who supplied seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply the increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. Meaning you're going to get greater in the days ahead than you were yesterday. There's more of Him to give out and more of Him inside of you every day. And you're not putting on weight because of it. Ladies, you don't have to worry about this pregnancy. It is spiritual. Guys, just get used to being pregnant. Many, many times, I tried to say, oh God, what are You doing with me? What are You really doing with me? I don't feel the value of my own sense of being. Because there were so many lies that I had to overcome. So many ways of thinking that had to be pulled down so that I could begin to understand God's plan for my life. So would you put your Bibles down, please? And would you stand? If you've got someone next to you, I want you to hold hands. I want that unity. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight, You've made me aware that there's a living seed inside of me, released by my Father, provided by the Holy Ghost, fully present inside of me. And now He who supplies the seed to the sower, that's me. That's when I give out the word to others. To sow. Hallelujah. Sowing life into other hearts. And seeds of life into other hearts. And the living bread, which is Christ, for food, will also supply and increase my store of seed right inside of me, and will enlarge the harvest of my righteousness by Christ Jesus, not by me, but by Him. Who began the good work and won't quit on me until it is well done. And I do have value, major value to my Papa who's watching over me. And His angels are on the job working on me, protecting me and protecting you. For His own glory. Not to glorify me in you. So thank You, my Father. Keep increasing the seed. And keep breaking the bread. Inside of me. So that I can feed many. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Oh, da bibi hero pera, elie kutia, shokuena ea. Olati e beda ko elea lati eloa. Erekolie rabasata lahide. Olati e leka lahata hashia. Orati e leke arosha keleria tayatai. Those of you who have a problem with low self-esteem, you see yourself as nothing. I want you to come up right now. Quick. Come on. Those of you who see yourself as a nothing, as I'm not valuable in my own eyes, I don't understand why I was even born. I want you to come up. I want you to do it quickly. Come on up. Hashiri atana machshenda lelekia hatashia. Olate erekitem kokokokoshiti kiata. Erekitem kushenda lelekia. Father, I break that anointing upon our sister tonight. And that word that has been spoken over her when she was just a child, that she was not of equal value to her others. Father, I break that anointing tonight. And I release that new life of seeds of grace. Loose and let her go. And never return to this house. Never return to this house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the glory. 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 And now I say to the soul, the mind, will, and emotions be healed from the effects and the fruits of those bad words that were spoken and that you accepted and believed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, more grace now, more grace, more grace, more grace, hallelujah, glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
There is a balm in Gilead to heal the wounded soul. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the wounded soul.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The old is gone away. And the new comes to life. The old is gone away and the new comes to life. Halie ribibe hotabisiho te kashente kiateata eshikia. Declare it with me. The old is gone away.
The old is gone away.
And the new comes to life.
And the new comes to life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I have value.
I have value.
Because the seeds of life are increasing.
Inside of me.
For God's glory.
For God's glory.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Father, now I thank you that as they are going to be destined to be changed by you, continue to pour out your grace upon them in Jesus' name. Amen. Share some hugs with each other. Hallelujah.